What do you think about federal, state, or local officials requiring American citizens to take a vaccine that they don't want to take, or preventing them from being able to go to church or to get to their place of business? How about if those powers were exercised not just by local, state, and federal officials, but by a global entity called the WHO, World Health Organization? Let's take a look. This is Beyond the Cover with your host, Gary Benoit, and today we have with us Alex Newman, who authored the article, Stopping WHO's Power Grab, that will be appearing in the June 27 issue of the New American Magazine. Alex, welcome to the program.
Great to be here. Thanks so much for having me, Gary.
Well, thank you, Alex. Alex, how is it possible that this international entity made up of unaccountable bureaucrats, this World Health Organization, is on the verge of being able to exercise powers such as locking down people, forcing them to get a vaccine, and other powers in the name of health?
Well, that's their objective. I mean, we at the New American have been reporting for many decades that the totalitarian globalists want to create a one-world government. And it seems that they have settled on using health as a useful pretext for that. And so they have been trying to empower the World Health Organization, and they actually have been progressively empowering the World Health Organization, really since its inception in 1948. Now that process has accelerated. So just recently, and this is one of the things we reported in the cover story, they just recently held a meeting, the World Health Assembly, the 75th World Health Assembly, where they were considering a series of 13 amendments proposed by the Biden administration that would have granted vast new powers to the WHO, and also, perhaps even more importantly, would have removed the requirement that a nation state or a government consent to the measures and the declarations being proposed by the World Health Organization. So that really was one of the big dangerous things. Now, it's very difficult to find out exactly what happened at that meeting. We've got conflicting news reports. We've got some people saying that the amendments went down in flames. They adopted a new slate of amendments that were basically harmless. But then if you read Reuters, it looks like, no, they got through a lot of what they wanted. So we'll see as the dust settles in the weeks ahead what actually comes out of that. But we can be 100% sure, Gary, whether they succeeded or not this time, they will be back for more. In fact, we know right this moment they're working on what they call the International Pandemic Treaty, where they hope to usurp these new powers. And they're telling us that this is what they want to do. They want to be able to sanction countries and governments that don't comply. They want to have awesome new powers to inflict all sorts of medical tyranny on people. And I'll say one more thing, Gary. You know, I think people need to recognize, too, this is not just about what people traditionally think of as health, right? Just in the last few years, we have had self-proclaimed global health authorities. We've had national governments. We've had state governments. We've had leading activist groups coming out and saying that gun violence is a public health crisis, that climate change and therefore the gas that we exhale, CO2, is a public health crisis. We've had several states, including California, declaring that racism is a public health crisis. And so for these globalists, public health means basically anything that they want it to mean. And under the guise of protecting public health, they want to be able to do anything that they feel like it to you without you even having the authority to resist. So it's a very dangerous time, Gary. It's a very dangerous situation we're in, but that is ultimately their objective, is to usurp total power.
And of course, it's not just the WHO, but as you indicated, we have these amendments that were advanced or supported, recommended by the Biden administration. And of course, there are other people involved, such as Bill Gates, for example, powerful globalists, powerful elitists. So they're really using the WHO as an instrument in order to impose the regime that they envision. Assuming they're successful, what would that be like? What kind of world would we have?
Well, you know, I tell people, imagine the whole world looking like Shanghai, right? Where you have basically you can't move without permission from your overlords. You can't work without permission from your overlords. You can't shop without permission from your overlords. I think that ultimately is the dystopian vision that the elites would like to see. They would like the entire world to be under that sort of totalitarian rule. Whether they'll get there, I think that's another question. We see an incredible amount of opposition right now in the United States at the state level, even at the federal level. A lot of members of Congress are speaking out. But if you look at their overall plan, they want to be able to do what communist Chinese authorities have been doing over the last 2 years in response to COVID. They want to be able to do that to the entire planet. And some of this they've already been doing. I mean, one of the examples I cite back during the Obama administration, there was an outbreak of Ebola reported in parts of West Africa, in the Ivory Coast in particular. And the WHO declared an emergency of international concern, a public health emergency of international concern. And basically, with the consent of the local authorities there, the national government, they actually imposed medical martial law. I mean, there's no other way to describe that other than medical martial law. And the Obama administration sent troops to support this operation, sent American troops to help impose medical martial law on this nation in response to a WHO declaration. So that clearly is where they want to go for the world. Again, they've got a lot of opposition, and that opposition is growing very rapidly. So it's not, you know, it's not a sure thing that they will succeed, but that is their objective. There should be no doubt about it.
Of course, the United States has one obstacle in the path of these globalists that other nations do not have. And that obstacle is the U.S. Constitution. And obviously, if it's unconstitutional for a local authority or a federal authority to violate our basic rights, it's also unconstitutional for the WHO to do the same thing. So that leads to the question, what can the American people do about this? Because this is not just a power grab, it's a lawless power grab. So what can the American people do if the WHO attempts to impose its medical tyranny?
Yeah, it is a flagrant violation of our Constitution. And for those out there who haven't read the Constitution is still the supreme law of the land. And so there's several things at work here. Now, just because it's unconstitutional doesn't mean the government won't do it. They've been doing unconstitutional things, really clear back to the Alien and Sedition Acts. But we learned from our founders how to deal with that sort of thing. Our founders pointed out that if it's a usurpation of power, states not only are not bound to obey it, but they're duty-bound to resist it. So we saw Thomas Jefferson and James Madison respond to these usurpations with nullification. They said this was the rightful remedy to power grabs by the federal government that were not authorized by the Constitution. And so that's the situation we're in right now. We've got the Biden administration trying to move full speed ahead on this. I suspect they'll probably try something very similar to what Obama did with the climate change agreement that they came up with in Paris, the so-called Paris Agreement. The Obama administration said that that was an executive agreement. They refused to send it over to the Senate for ratification. They just started implementing it with executive orders and with executive memoranda and presidential directives, basically using the regulatory agencies to impose that agenda. And I suspect that's what they'll try to do here. But in terms of resistance, there are several things. If Republicans take back control of the House, the obvious thing to do would be to just defund all of this. So say there will be no money expended on imposing this illegitimate power grab on the American people. And then at the state level, too, one of the things that we've been recommending through the John Birch Society is that states nullify this. And very simple legislation could be drafted that said, this power grab by the Biden administration and the WHO is totally illegitimate. It flies in the face of the Constitution. Therefore, any employee of a state or a local or a county government who participates or attempts to participate in the enforcement of this unconstitutional crime shall be either fired or prosecuted, or, you know, legislators can decide how far they want to go with it. But at the very least, ensure that the state is not going to comply, that nobody who works for the state or for the local governments will assist in complying. And that's a very simple remedy. We've seen states do that before. In fact, we saw Alabama do that with Agenda 21. Mm-hmm. They made it illegal for any state agency, for any local government, for any county government to implement anything from Agenda 21. And so we need states to do that. My governor here in Florida, Ron DeSantis, has already indicated that we would be pursuing that if they pass it. In fact, I spoke with several legislators here in Florida who committed that they would introduce legislation like that if necessary. Also, there are other states. The Kansas State Senate just passed a resolution declaring that this was an unconstitutional power grab. So I'm very encouraged by the resistance that we're seeing at the state level. And I think that probably is going to be our best option for clipping the wings of this thing before it gets too dangerous.
I think you're right, Alex. And of course, a lot of people question, what does a state have to do with an international treaty? But what is overlooked is the fact that every state legislator, state officials, just like federal officials, take an oath to the Constitution. And there's a reason for that, because they're supposed to uphold the Constitution. And they're not upholding the Constitution if they allow the Constitution to be violated within their state boundaries. Alex, do you have anything to add before we close the program?
Well, I hope people will get a copy of our magazine and you know get that information out to people. Also, if you go to jbs.org, you'll find very simple tools that you can use to get involved in this battle. And you know, don't just use the email form and stuff. Legislators get a lot of emails every day. Some of them get thousands of emails. Give them a call. Try to set up a meeting. Get together with others in your community and set up a meeting and let your legislators know that, hey, you took an oath to uphold the Constitution. This is a flagrant violation of the Constitution, so let's figure out a plan to stop this, because it's not just enough to absorb the information. It's not even just enough to share the information. We've got to actually get involved in the process. We've got to develop those relationships with the people who do have the power to interpose here, to nullify these things. And you know, if you're dealing with a legislator who does not want to help, there's always the option of removing them at the next election. So I encourage everybody to get involved in the political process. I encourage everybody to get involved with the activities that the John Birch Society is encouraging us to do right now to stop this. And if we get this going in enough states, it will stop it in its tracks. And we've got to do it. We really have no other choice, Gary. We cannot allow this
right
to succeed.
Well, we got to, but we also can do it. It's just a matter of doing the hard work and working in an organized fashion. And Alex, we will include a link in the description for your video for people to be able to see your article, Stopping Who's Power Grab, that will appear in the June 27 issue of the New American Magazine. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Gary.